Hello and welcome to episode 9 of the Irish Bookkeeping and Payroll Podcast. I am your host, Nielsen Denver, and in this show, free money. Are you sceptical about someone telling you you can get free money? Well, I'm not giving you free money. I'm showing you how to give back all the money you have given away for free. I am telling you, you are giving away free money every day in your business. If you don't have a petty cash system or an expense claim recording system, then I know you're giving away money. But there's many other things in which you are giving away money. You pay tax on everything you earn. The key is to move from getting paid money you pay tax on to money you don't pay tax on, and where you are charged tax, such as VAT, that you claim it back. So simple, yet so many businesses don't do it. It's money there on the table for you, yet you are not picking it up. Where is it going? It's going into the tax man's pocket. Where would you prefer it? In your pocket or the taxman's pocket? So let's discuss how to get this money back into your pocket. Do you travel? If you're away from your office, you can get subsistence allowances. So for meals, if you're away from the office for 5 hours or even 10 hours, you can get up to €33 a day. If you use your own car for mileage, well, the good old days of 95 cent a mile are gone. But you can still get 19 cents a kilometre or 31 cents per mile. So you're still getting something back. And for accommodation that's overnight, you can get up to €108 per night for staying overnight, tax free. Do you get invoices for everything you buy? No invoices means no VAT can be claimed back. This can be 1/5 of the price of the item you have bought. So for every €100 you spend, you can get €20 back. Do you import from outside of the EU and pay duty and VAT at point of entry? Well, the duty you can't claim back, but the VAT at point of entry you can claim back if you get the proper paperwork from the importer of your goods. Now, make sure you get the proper paperwork. Remember, this can be a lot of money if you're bringing in a container loads of stuff. Do you buy online? Some websites will ask you for your VAT number. So if you buy from a business outside of Ireland and you give them your VAT number, they won't charge you VAT. Otherwise, you may be charged their country's VAT rate. And trying to claim this back is messy and takes your time. So why not buy the goods with no VAT? So always have your business VAT number beside your computer and your phone. You may say, well, my business can't afford to pay me all this stuff at the moment. Well, still claim it and put it in your account system as being owed to you. So fill out the paperwork, give it to your bookkeeper, let them put it into the system and say, right, we're still going to pay the claim back whenever we get the money. So when your business gets the money, you get the money. But if you don't claim it, you'll never get it back. If you don't charge it to the business then, you'll be paying tax on the profits in your business. So your business's profits will be higher, so you're going to pay more corporation tax. So at the same time as making a claim to get this money back, you're reducing the taxable profits as well as increasing the amount of money you can claim back tax-free at some stage in the future. So in your account system, set up a director's loan account, get those claims in, and then sometime in the future, you can reduce your salary and claim back all these expenses instead. Why pay tax when you can actually get it back tax-free? And as well as that, you spent it out of your taxed money. Another thing to think about is diesel versus petrol. In Ireland, you can claim back VAT on diesel, but not on petrol. So keep the diesel receipts, not the credit card receipts, but the receipts that has the supplier's name and VAT number on it. In this case, you'll get 1/5 of whatever diesel money you've spent back. A car versus a van. If you buy a car, you can't claim back VAT on the purchase of the car. But if you buy a van, you can claim back the VAT on it. So that's again 1/5 of the price you can get back. So think about it. Do you need a car or will a van do instead? There's also a benefit in kind issue there. Company cars. Well, you can claim, while you can't claim VAT back on the purchase of a car, things like car oil, car washes, toll bridges, parking, you can claim back all these items, the VAT on them. So keep those receipts. Now remember, not the credit card receipts, but the receipt with the VAT on it. Now in the future, county councils are going to have to charge VAT on certain services they provide. So look out for this and make sure that you get VAT receipts from them. Now, add up all the stuff you've not bothered to claim for, all the items you've never claimed VAT back on. How much now have you given away for free to the taxman? Remember, you pay for things personally out of your after-tax money. You may have to earn €2 just to be able to spend €1. Also, your business has to sell to pay these bills. So if you're not claiming the VAT back, you have to sell more. So why not sell more and keep more money? So if you didn't claim the VAT back on something you bought, well, you're going to have to sell extra to pay for the VAT you never claimed back. Now, if you're a bookkeeper, you can show how valuable you are by showing the amount of savings you can find for the business. Work on it, get it all together, and go to your boss and say, here's how much I've saved you. Here's how much you now have in your director's loan account, which you can take out tax-free. And I've also been able to claim all this VAT back, so we don't have to hand over as much to the taxman. If you're a business owner, now think how much is worth if you can have a bookkeeper who keeps all your accounts, frees you up, and then in return pays for themselves. Now, go get your free money back. That's it for this show. As always, you can email the show at bookkeepingpodcast@gmail.com, or you can leave comments on the website. If you're subscribing using iTunes, please go and rate our show on iTunes so I can see reaction to the shows, and hopefully this show will move up the rankings of podcast shows on iTunes. There's links on the websites for stuff from the Revenue Commissioners about the subsistence and mileage rates and other items. So don't forget to have a look at the website at bookkeepingpodcast.ie. And again, thanks for listening.